נכון לא יכול, אפילו בזה החזה ולא כזיבור יש באחרינו מוצלמים על כל אחד ואחד מנהי כי נחתו לחמות ימיד ממנו להמרינו מיכול מיל שכולי נכת על בילי אלא לא חמי עסקינו ששלא כחיד יש באחרינו והייתיים שלא שכולי גוב מידיאס משום גאומר הוא לקיח מהייתיים אומר רבון נחת לחמות ימיד שתקונתי לידו אני חלי בהי תקונתי כדי רובה דאומר רובה קולאים אלי אפשי בתקונס חכונים כאיזו שם אלי כאיזו שם אלי so in other words so he says that the whole Gemara, so the Baal HaMoria says, that the whole Gemara of Ishaskes is Shalui Alev Lilchas. Because according to Rove, that Elise is entitled to collect even from Yiseimim, from Yes, and there is no Tikkun Eilom, so Mele, he is entitled to collect even from Lekei Avidius. Even from Lekei Avidius, he is entitled. This is what Baal HaMoria says. And the same thing is mentioned by the Rosh. Now let's turn to the Rosh again. Oh. V'arayved v'arav rabyeine, Zal, then he concludes. Cholku ben yiseinu ben yikuchas. V'afilu rove v'yislei, shtar shekosu v'yishvach, gave him midyaz v'yasle, v'chein izoki, made it and gave him yikuchas, v'choshu chachomim tvei v'chid yikuchas. Whereas the Rosh and V'amoy assume that there is an equation between the Takone of Fremius Yisabim and Ziburius and the Takone of Inifroys and Shimon Mokhichir and Achirin, the Ravid and Rabbi Neyene, they say, no, there is a basic distinction. Even Rove says that the Takone of Inifroys Yisabim and Ziburius, so that doesn't apply to Inizek. Why doesn't apply to Inizek? Because Inizek is entitled to collect Idias Midraise, so the Chachomim are not Misaki, Mifli Takone Sayisim. Against the Deraise, but insofar as the Likeach is concerned, even Rabbi is made it. That the Chachomim are Misakein, and Froyim, and Chosim Shemodim, and Chosim Shemodim, and Chosim Shemodim, that an obligi cannot collect from the Likeach if he is able to avail himself by collecting from the chosim necheirim, and even a nizek who is entitled midraise to collect idias, but if the idias is in the possession of the lekeach, and the ziburias is in the possession of the mazik, so then if Rabbi is made it, that he cannot collect the idias from the lekeach, but he must collect the ziburias from the mazik himself. Why? Monefshach. So the svore of the Rosh and the Rabbi Baal HaMoir is very sound. Now, just as Rove says that vis-a-vis Nizek, in view of the fact that Midraise is entitled to Idias, so the Chachomim did not change the Midraise, were not Misakei, neged the Midraise, so why vis-a-vis the Likeach? So the Chachomim did change the Midraise, why? Why the Chachomim had more consideration for the Likeach than for the Yisraelim? Why should they show more consideration and to the Likeach than to the Yisraelim? Why? So he says, the Choshishu Chachomim Tvei Lipsidu Lukuchas. Well, there is a very simple pshat in the Raivet and Rabbi Meir, because even though the halacha is that Mitalto et Yasme Loi Mishtapeh, so in other words, if let's say the Levi dies or the Mazik dies and he doesn't leave any kafoyis, but he just leaves mitaltot, so then the Balchei, the Nizek cannot collect from the Yisraelim because there is no shibut on mitaltot, only on kafoyis. But in the case where the father leaves kafoyis, so then the Balchei, the Nizek can collect from the Kakoyes, not only mitzat shibud nechosma, but mitzat shibud aguf too. That's the pshat. Mitzvah la'isemin mitrei achiv avien. So it doesn't mean mitzvah la'isemin mitrei achiv avien. It's a mitzvah. It means that there is a shibud aguf. But the shibud aguf is incumbent upon the isemin only if the father left Kakoyes. If the isemin, the yoshim, Yisraelim means Yoshim, it doesn't mean that the children. Suppose he has no children. He has a brother. He has a first cousin who is his heir, his Yerash. So that's also called Yisraelim. So Yisraelim means Yoshim. Yisraelim means Yoshim. So in other words, if, let's say, if the Yisraeli don't yarshen any kapoyes from their father, so then there is no shibud aguf incumbent upon them. But if the Yisraeli yarshen kapoyes from the father, so then there is a loche of mitzvah la'yisraeli lefreyach ilaviyat. Then the balchei, the nizek, collects not just on the basis of shibud nechosim, but on the basis of shibud aguf. So that's the basic distinction between the Likeach and the Yerush. A Likeach never has a Shibud Aguf. Let's say, if Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and so Shimon is a lady, and Shimon had a son, and then Shimon sold his sodas to Levi. Then Reuven wants to collect the debt, $1,000. So the sode is already in the possession of Levi, so he collects from Levi. Does Levi have a shibud aguf? Is Levi personally indebted to Reuven? Of course not. He never borrowed any money from Reuven. Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, not Levi. But why does Reuven have a right to put an attachment? And the sode that is in possession of Levi, because when Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, so then a shibud was hal and the sodes that Shimon possessed at that time. So then, when we sold it to Levi, so the shibud was not poka. So he collects only on the basis. There is a shagul, they are personally indebted. Some melee, that's the reason as to why the Raivet and Rabbi Yehine distinguish between the takone of nifroim mechosim shibonim mokim sheish mechosim lechayrin and the takone of nifroim mechosim yisayim lalam ziboyis. So even Rabbi Lirov, who says that this takone nifroim yisayim lalam ziboyis doesn't apply to a nizik, because a nizik with a rabbis is entitled to collect the years, so the chachomim did not mafkia the din deraise, but it will be made that in respect to Likeach, so even a nizik cannot collect. He cannot collect idias in the possession of the Likeach if he is able to collect ziburias that is in possession of the Mazi. Why? So the Rosh says in the name of Pilate Ramiene, the Roshishu Chachomim Tvei Lipseidid Likuchas. The Chachomim Wacheshish more for the Pseidid Likuchas than the Wacheshish for the Pseid of Yisemi. Why? Why they liked Likuchas more than they liked the Yisemi? It's not a question of liking the Yisemi, the Likuches more than they like the Yisemi. The answer is, vis-a-vis Likuches, so they have no personal indebtedness to the Balchev, to the Mazik. They are not personally indebted. They are total strangers. But the Nizek has a right to collect because of the Shibud Nechosim, because they have Nechosim on which the Nizek has a Shibud, on which the Balchev has a shibud, and which the Yisho has a shibud. So Mimele, since they are not personally indebted to the Nizek, so then the Chachomim did apply that as long as the Nizek is able to collect Zibuyes from the one who is personally indebted to him, he has no right to collect from someone who is not personally indebted, who just has Nechosim, and which the Nizek has a shibud. Masha'imke, even though Midraise he is entitled to collect from the idiots, but the Chachomim were mafkia the Draise. Masha'imke, Ligabi Yisaynim, so they, if the father left Nechosim, so then they are just as personally indebted as the father was. So Mimele, so too the Chachomim was still Misake, Litevas Yisaynim, that the Balchiv should not be able to collect anything more than Ziburias. But, so that's Balchei, because Midraisi is not entitled to collect anything better than Ziboyas anyway, but they did not apply the Takone to anything. That's the plain pshat in the Raivet and Rabbi. Alright. So there is a machlekes between the Balamoye and the Raivet as to whether, according to Rove, that a Nizek can collect idias from Yisemi, will Rove say that the Nizek can collect idias from the Kuches also. even though he is able to avail himself by collecting zibuyes from the mazik himself. That's the makom. Now let's see the Ramban in Mechamis. Kosa b'sif ha'moya hoche b'mayaskinon kishulakachid yed ba'acheino Rabbeinu zal v'pio shokola tzeire ad v'yohadim l'nechosim mishibodim נחוסים משבודים אומר הכסף לא מעוקצה ולא מדוב שישאפ רמק against the Balamoya, because that's a medrash, it's a marshal that that one who was stung by a bee, so he complained against the bee, he brought suit against the bee, that's why the bee stung him. So the bee said, listen, you have to be grateful to me, I accommodate you with honey. So the person who was stung by the bee said to the bee, no one wants your favors, we're not interested in your honey, and don't sting us. So this is so the Ramban says about the Lamoya, loy miukze v'loy midufshe. In other words, he was masik against the reed, and he tried to be mitaris the reed. So he says, no one is asking the Lamoya to be mitaris, and don't make any asoges. אומר הכסף, לא מיוקצה ולא מדובשה, כי מה שהיקשה הרב רב זרחי ולמוי עזר, וכאן יופי היקשה. יופי היקשה, not with the cash against the ring, is a strong cash. ומה שתירץ, אינה. And the terrets that he gave is not a good terrets. שאין לו נוראי, why? Because the terrets is based upon the premise. Is based upon the premise that there is an equation between the takone of inifroim yisemi melom naziboyes and that on one hand and the takone of inifroim mechosim mishibon makishim yisachirin on the other. So according to Rovi, who says that it doesn't apply to inizek, the takone of inifroim yisemi naziboyes, inizek can always collect EDS even from yisemi, so it applies also to the other takone. That Inize can always collect from Nikuches, Ivmedius. That's the premise. So the Ramban says, Eine, Umashetir is Eine. Sheimon no Raya Leimah, because we don't have any Raya. Bin Chosim Mishibodim, she gave him the Idias. Vein Lil made Nichsi Yisemi. The Hosom Litkin Rabon Nadine de Raise, Bishwil Yisemi. Abu Bishwil Kuches Tikno. In other words, who says that? The Raivet. And then after that, so he says, that's the sheet of the Raivet. It's not the sheet of the Ramban himself, but that's the sheet of the Raivet. Avo bishul mikuch estiknu, kmo shomru, the milva ope gave him na yoshin, mishum shibude de raise, vinigun mal kuches, dobit rabone takante, vo kudine de raishu takante shul kuches, hochana belo ishno. In other words, he mentions an example. We see that you cannot equate Yisemim with Likuches, Likuches with Yisemim all the time. For example, we have one good example where the Chachomim definitely distinguished Likuches from Yisemim. The halacha is, now we passed that Shibud et Raise. So if Shibud et Raise, that means that even in Mil Valpen, the Raise can be, the Malve can be given from Likuches, Mil Raise. Shibud et Raise. Still, the Chachomim are misake that a malve can be gave a malve of a milve alpe. I mean a milve that is not corroborated by the Rai of Shloss. So the malve of a milve alpe we pass can be gave from Yoshi. In other words, if Ruve lent Shimon $1,000, then Shimon died and he has to collect from his sons, so and Shimon left Kakoes to his son, so then Reuven can have an attachment on the Kakoes that Shimon's son Yashin'd from Shimon, even though it's a milah pay. But suppose Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon, and Shimon had the sodes, and Shimon sold the sodes to Levi, and then Reuven, and it's a milah pay, and Reuven wants to collect, he cannot collect. So we see that even though midraise, he can collect Beim Yisaymim, Beim Mikuches. And the Chachomim are Misakein, that from Mikuches not, and from Yisaymim yes. So we see that there is no necessary equation between the rights of a Nikeach and the rights of Yisaymim. Why is there a distinction? Because a Yisaymim, if the Yarshin Nechosim, from the father, so then they have Yishim Dagub too. So then they are personally indebted. Masha'in kei, likuches, elikeach is never affected with Yishim Dagub. He never is personally indebted. So the Baal Chayiv has to be gave on the basis of Yishim Nechosim. So here too, Hachanamelashin, vi salkedaitoch. I think that there is one word missing. Vi salkedaitoch. Loit kinu rabonon al kuches. The word lo is missing here. Vi salkedaitoch. Loit kinu rabonon al kuches. In other words, if you are going to say, not like that, but you are going to say, like the Balamoy, that there is an equation between Likuches and Yiseimim, Mimele according to Ovi, that Eniza can collect Idias from Yiseimim, so similarly, according to Ovi, Eniza can collect Idias from Likuches, and he cannot be told to avail himself of the Zibuyas that is in possession of the Mazik, the Meichet. If you are going to say that, that Likuches is analogous to Yiseimim, and according to Rabbi, So there is one word missing. The law is missing. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. This Muhammad. You find it very often in the Muhammad that there is one word missing, and because of that, the whole thing becomes very obscure and difficult. So, vi salgedaitoch, loit kinu rabonan alikuches, ke akshinu bigmore, yoche bizokin nameli meoche, lishnu likil rove, umayyevi nachen iton eseve, mene idiye shaloka bacheino. So it's a raya that even malim the rove, but likuches is different. So the mele said, so we cannot say kinu rove, because rove only applies his din to yisaymi. But Likuches goes without saying that if the Nizek can collect Ziburias from the Meicher, he is not entitled to collect Idias from the Meicher. So who says that? Ezu Heishiv Ol Rai. So in other words, so it's really like quoting the Raivetzi. The Raivetz Asoge and the Blamoy. Yes. Alright. Vizeis Shuvasei. But Ramban, the Ramban does not agree with the Raivet either. On one hand, he is very critical of the Balamoya, the way he treats the Reed. On the other hand, he doesn't agree with the Raivet either. So, Vizei Shiva say, Hari Rabbeinu Agodel Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ben Alfes Ezal Chozabein Uposaki Rav Nachman V'chein Ikya Dirove Laf Miflek Poli. In other words, he says, the Balamoya says that the Rav Alfes Paskin is true, that the Rav Alfes